What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. I am super excited you're here. Today, we have a really juicy podcast episode for you all about sex, relationships, and balancing it with building your business or your career. I feel like this has been an episode that's a long time coming. It's a highly requested topic. You guys have been asking, and I've had a few clients that are like, this is just what's been going on inside of my mastermind. Especially, we've really been talking a lot about sex, relationships, and money, these like taboo topics. And I was like, I'm just going to sit down, record a podcast, and talk all about how I personally balance all of these things, because I am in a committed partnership and I'm building my business and I'm also working on myself. And so there's like managing all of these things. There's a lot of energy. So I want to just like share how I've navigated it, and also just some perspectives on how you can do it as well. But if you're new here, hi, my name is Sam. On this podcast, on my YouTube channel, we talk about really all things, what it means to be a woman, an empowered woman, confidence, entrepreneurship, money, sex, relationships. There's really nothing off topic, and it's all rooted and grounded in spirituality, and a really like grounded spirituality. I'm a very down to earth person. And I know that a lot of spiritual communities can be just like so up in the clouds. And I'm like, no, we're fucking on earth. Yes, the 5D is beautiful, but like we are in the 3D. So we need to act like it, you know? Okay. So I want to set the stage and give some context for kind of like the conversation around sex, relationships, business. So I started my business before I met Kurt. And for some of you, you guys are building your businesses while in partnership. And some of you, you're building your businesses while you're dating. And some of you, you're building your businesses while you're single. And these three energies are so different. And I have gone through all of them. And so I'm going to speak directly to all of them. So no matter where you are, no matter your relationship situation, this episode is going to have something for you. So when I started my business, it was 2016. I just left my 9-to-5 in architecture and I was really just dabbling. I didn't really have like, I'm going to be a successful entrepreneur. That was never really like a thought of mine. I was just like doing my own thing. And I started in design and photography, doing freelance work like that. But eventually found personal training, and that's really the personal training piece and the nutrition coaching piece. That's really where I was like, oh, I can start a business online. And so at the time, I had just gotten out of a 2-year relationship with a man who was much older than me. And, oh man, I wasn't expecting to share this on this episode, but here we go. So I just got out of this relationship that was hands down one of the most impactful relationships in my life. We met at the gym. We dated for 2 years, but he was also almost twice my age. And while this may seem weird or completely unconventional, it was not planned. It was not like I wanted this to happen. It was like my soul and his soul. It was like a soulmate connection. It was very fucking wild. And I lost a lot of friends during this decision, but in my heart and in my soul, it was like, I just fucking needed this. I went through this relationship. It was wonderful. We spent a lot of our time together. He was also a cyclist and worked out at the gym and worked at the gym. And we spent a lot of our time in fitness and exploring and biking everywhere and doing 175-mile rides to raise money for MS. And we just had so much fun together. But at a certain point, I was kind of like, I had too much energy, and somebody who's twice my age just like couldn't keep up with me, you know? And I knew that if I wanted a family, and if I wanted something long-term, that I would have had to leave. And so I made a very challenging decision. It was one of the hardest decisions I've ever made, because when nothing is wrong with the person and nothing is wrong in the relationship, except the feeling of like, I know this isn't it. It's the hardest fucking thing, because it's not like you can be mad at the person. It's not like they did something wrong. It's just, you know, that it's not it. And I think that's one of the most painful, challenging, most grief-filled scenarios. We broke up on my birthday, my 26th birthday, and it was not intentional, obviously, but I don't think I've ever cried that much in my whole life. I just kept crying because it felt like a big death. And he was the person that like encouraged me to build my own business. He was the one that believed in me so much, more than I did. At the time, I was very, very, very insecure. And he just believed in me so fucking much. And I am so grateful for him. I am so grateful for that relationship. And although, we're not together right now, and I have a beautiful partner that I'm with right now, I would not be where I am today. And I would not be engaged to Kurt if it wasn't for my ex. And I'm of the belief that like you need distance after a relationship to be able to like become friends with them again. And that's what we had to do. But holy shit, like talk about like finding somebody who sees you and like really fucking believes in you way more than you do in yourself. And he used his words of affirmation, and I really needed that at the time because I didn't have self-worth. I didn't have my own inner like confidence. I really didn't have that. And so, yeah. So, oh, that happened. That was a really big chapter in my life. I really saw true colors of a lot of people in my life. A lot of my college friends didn't support it or thought it was weird or just like didn't even want to get curious. And it really made me so sad. I lost a lot of people, but I also realized that like those were never going to be the people that were my people for life because if they couldn't be with me throughout the situation and hold space for me, then they weren't for me. And in a way, that relationship really told me and showed me who my true friends were. And I still have friends from that time of my life who have been with me through it all and have seen that and are just like, damn, Sam, like that was such a crazy chapter for you, but like it really seemed like you needed that. And like they just supported me and I fucking love them. So if you're one of those friends listening, I love you. And I'm so grateful that you just didn't judge me and you just let me have the process. So yeah, that I feel like I just needed to share that backstory because there's no way I would be in the relationship I am with Kurt right now if I didn't have that relationship. So after we broke up, obviously I had all this pain, all this grief, all this, what the fuck did I just do? But I knew that I needed to do it. And I had all this energy and all this time now, all this space. And so I spent from age 26 to age 29 when I met Kurt, pouring everything, every single dollar, like all of my energy into my business. I went hard on my business and I had the energy for it, right? I was in my single era and I was not interested in meeting someone. I just got out of a fucking soulmate. Like felt like karmic relationship. I wasn't even like very into spirituality or I didn't even like really know who I was at the time. But like I just needed to be single and I was really, really enjoying my single life. I was doing a lot of solo traveling. I was traveling to Europe alone. I was traveling to Norway. Where else did I go? Sweden. Like I was working with these really epic clients in my personal training business online where some of them were Olympic athletes or aspiring Olympic athletes. Some of them were really crazy, like Ironman Spartan race people. And they were just doing really epic shit. And I was just attracting all these really like badass humans. I myself was also doing badass stuff in the gym. I was lifting really heavy weights. I was competing in powerlifting. And I was just getting so fucking strong. And it was wonderful. It was so like, it was my era to shine. I was pouring all my energy into my business. I was traveling solo. I was in my like independent, like don't need nobody era. Even though my past relationship felt so good, I also saw that I was like, when I was in that relationship, I was very dependent on him. And to the point, like there's a healthy level of dependence that you can have on your partner. And it's actually, you need a level of dependence in a healthy relationship, but I was definitely codependent. I just didn't know what that was. And I had a very anxious attachment style. So, but I didn't know what that was either then. And I didn't know that's what it was until maybe the past few years in my current relationship. But anyways, I was very independent. I was doing my own thing. I really, but I also was very like disconnected from my sexuality. I was also on birth control, and I was very disconnected from like my feminine cyclical nature. I didn't want a period. I didn't even want to be a woman. I remember feeling like this is a curse to be a woman. And yeah, I just felt like men were just a nuisance. They were just like didn't add anything to my life. They just got in the way. Women were better. Like there was this whole fucking dynamic. Men suck. And yeah, like there was just a lot of feelings around men, myself, being a woman, femininity, sex, relationships. But what I knew to be true is that so two of my friends in college, they started dating in college, and I saw their relationship and like how they were with each other. And it was what I would like to consider. I didn't know this term at the time, but it was a secure, attached relationship, meaning each person in the relationship is knows that they're whole and complete, and they love each other, and they do depend on each other for some sort of emotional regulation and moving through things, but it's not to an unhealthy degree. It doesn't mean like it's basically like you don't need the other person to be happy. You don't need the other person to be confident. You don't need the other person to be fulfilled. You're living your own life and you're with the person. It's kind of like what we call interdependence. So there's an independence within the relationship, but then also a dependence on the other person. And I saw this play out and it was like so beautiful. They were just like the dream couple for like all of our friends. And so I knew that that was possible. And so when I was kind of like manifesting a relationship, I was like, okay, that's what I want it to be like. I want to be my own person. I want to do my own thing, but I also want him to do his own thing and have hobbies and friends. Like, I don't want to be the cool one in the relationship. And I also don't want to be the loser. Like, I want us to both be cool, both be dope, both be explorers and adventurers and like doing our own thing, but also like have hobbies together. So, fast forward to 2019, Kurt and I met. And if you haven't listened to the episode where I manifested my fiance, I don't know which it's a kind of a recent episode. That one has the whole story, so I'm not going to get into the whole story, but I met Kurt, we hit it off, and we've been together since then, and it's been 4.5 years. We got engaged 2 years ago. We just haven't planned the wedding truly because we've been loving our life, van lifing, and there's just been like no rush. It's not a priority, but what I have learned over the past few years and really diving into not just personal development, because I've been doing personal development for probably like 8 to 10 years at this point, but relationships and sex and business is that when I got into a relationship with Kurt, after that initial like 6 month year period, things shifted in my relationship. And for many of you, maybe this is the case for you where like the version of you who is single and the version of you who's in a relationship, they're much different, obviously, but you're like trying to navigate and figure out how do I be myself and also be in a relationship and also pour energy into my business, but also still be in like my feminine energy to keep the like, you know, to keep the like attraction there, right? To keep the like, hey, I'm like this juicy woman over here, like come get me, but also be a fucking boss in your business. And for me, I've wanted both. I didn't want to choose. I didn't want to be either a very successful business owner or a wife, you know, like or in a relationship. I wanted both. And I just like don't think we have to choose at all because we don't. I have clearly, I'm living the testament of like, you don't have to choose. You get to pick both. And it requires being intentional with your energy and how you show up in different parts of your life, right? So the way that I like to think about it is in my business, when I'm doing things, I'm much more in my masculine energy. Yes, I am in my feminine energy first. Like, I am in my like receptivity. I'm in my intuition. I'm in my creative essence first before I create. You know, I don't just like create to create. I'm not just like creating to fucking do it. Like, I'm not creating because I should. I'm creating because I'm like, no, this feels like business is my self-expression. Business is my art, right? Business is like where I feel like, like just the little girl in me is like, I'm so happy I'm making something meaningful. You know, I'm like, here, mom, like, this is what I did. And it just feels good to share it, you know? But in my relationship, I'm much more in my feminine energy, and I'm much more I'm less about like doing and leading. Like, I have really surrendered as a woman, especially somebody who came from so much energy, so much masculine energy, so much force and push and control, and really softening into my relationship. This has been like my whole fucking journey of realizing that I don't have to force things, and you don't either. Like, what is meant for you will find you. And it's the same with relationship. Like, even before Kurt and I met, I knew I wanted to meet someone. And I was just like, but it's funny because I asked Kurt out because I was impatient as fuck. And I was like, probably forcing it a little bit. But like, on our first date, he told me I was going to ask you out in 2 weeks. So it's like, I wouldn't, even if I didn't do that, like, it wouldn't have missed me because it was for me. And so what I'm starting to realize is like, I think as really high achieving women, we are so used to forcing and pushing and like kind of being a little impatient that we feel like we have to do the thing, or we have to make our man change, right? Or we have to like get him to do things, or I don't know, it could show up in your business too, right? Like, oh, I have to like fill in the blank. But it's like, wait, if the example of me sharing with you, like, I was impatient, I asked him out, like, I was on a spree of asking guys out. When, if I was in my feminine energy more, I would have just been in my like overflowing magnetic like energy, which I was, but I probably wouldn't have pursued him. I would have been like, oh, like, I'm doing my own thing. I'm not even thinking about a man right now because I'm just fucking living my best life. My life is so full. I am so busy with my own life. Someone wants to pursue me, go for it. But like, I mean, it's got to be good, right? But I wasn't in that energy at the beginning of our relationship, keep in mind, right? I was still in my like insecure space, and probably like just I had much lower self-worth. And I didn't think like I it's funny because I was taking care of myself and I was doing all the things externally, but deep down, I did not love myself or have, I didn't have much self-worth. And that's just a result of like growing up in that way. Like, I wasn't seen, I wasn't heard, I wasn't validated. And so, you know, if you grow up that way, you go into adulthood and you're just like, somebody fucking love me, please. You know, there's this like needy, desperate energy. And really, like, this true confidence and this like secure attachment and being able to be in your feminine energy in your business and in your relationship is about knowing that you're enough, you're whole, you're complete, you're worthy, you're fucking amazing. And like, you can relax, you know, like, you can take a deep breath, like, you're good, you know, you don't have to force anything. And so, really, like, my relationship with Kurt has been the biggest catalyst for growth in my journey, in because he's a very securely attached man. He is very embodied in his masculine energy. I didn't even know what the fuck that meant 4 years ago when we started dating. Like, I thank God every day for him because I'm like, how in the hell did we get together? Because I was not, like, deep down, I was not confident in myself. I was confident on the outside, but like, and I had this like facade of confidence, but like, and I was this high achiever and I was doing all these things, but like, deep down, I had like really, like, I was super people pleasing, perfectionism. Oh my God, like, all the masks of like, will I be enough? Am I worthy enough? You know? But being in a relationship with Kurt, he is so secure in himself that he's made me way more secure in myself. And I have become a completely different woman being with him because he trusts me. He sees me. He loves me. He doesn't worry about me. He doesn't try to change me. He's not once, not once, never, literally not once tried to change me or tell me I'm too emotional, or tell me I'm too whatever. But like the amount of times I've tried to change him, especially at the beginning of a relationship, oh girl, a lot, because I was not secure in myself, so I was trying to change him. All right, this is like codependency 101, right? And that really fucking ruins the polarity of a relationship. And when I say polarity, for those of you who don't know what that means in relationship, if you think about relationship as a magnet, in a relationship, you are going to be in your feminine energy and your partner is going to be in their masculine energy, right? If you're in a heterosexual relationship, right? I can't speak to any other way of relating because I'm not that. But for those of you who are in heterosexual relationships, I don't know why that word is so hard to say. A woman is going to be more in her feminine energy and a man is going to be more in his masculine energy. But if the roles are reversed and the woman is in her masculine, then what's going to happen is the man is going to basically soften into his feminine energy, which creates a really imbalanced polarity, which men, it doesn't feel good for men. Men, no. Because then men feel like women are controlling them and then they complain and then they talk to their guys about how their woman controls them. This is like the classic story of the woman being like, you shouldn't be doing this. Pick up your laundry off the floor. Brush your teeth this way. What are you doing? Right? Ew. No. Right? What I've learned in relationship is if you want to have a good sex life and you want to have a fucking incredible relationship with your man, then stop telling him how to live his life. Stop telling him what to do. If you don't like who he is as a person, then do not be with him. If you think he's gross, then do not be with him. You either need to accept him and love him as he is, or find somebody else. Right? So this has been my journey of, oh my God, if I want to be in this like passionate relationship where I can be a fucking CEO during the day and I can be a like a pursued woman in the evenings or whenever or random times during the day, I need to be in my soft, surrendered feminine energy. I need to stop trying to fucking plow over him, right? And change him. And it's like being present with him, right? Because like the feminine and the masculine is a dance. It's not just like I'm in my feminine all of the time in my relationship with Kurt, because sometimes like I make a plan, right? And sometimes I suggest things and sometimes I'm leading us. But for the most part, he is in that role, right? But like when I'm in my business, I am way more in my masculine. And when I'm in my relationship, I'm way more in my feminine, right? And like, yes, there's a time for both, right? We're always like switching. It's a dance. It's not like I'm only in my masculine in my business, because then it would feel like I was just burning out. And it's not like I'm only in my feminine in my relationship, because then I would probably expect Kurt to do way more than is okay, right? But it's like men want to lead, men want to like provide. That is like their inherent nature, and women want to be protected and want to feel safe and want to be taken care of, right? And so for me, it's like, or the way that you can start to think about this is like, first of all, be a lover, not a mother, right? No man wants to be controlled or told what to do. Can you imagine if, like, I mean, I'm sure your man has told you or your partner has told you what to do. And like, it's the last thing that you do because you're stubborn, right? Most of you, because I am too. It's like, we don't want to be told what to do. So why do you think telling your person what to do is going to be the solution? It's fucking not. It's also unattractive, just going to be honest, right? And when you're in your stressed out masculine energy, though you might not be saying that to him, you might not be like, hey, babe, I'm stressed. He can tell that you're stressed. And when men feel that from you, when men feel like you're not in your like trusting energy, they don't want to have sex with you, even if it's subconscious. Like there's just this like, right? And you also probably don't want to have sex with them because you're like in your head. Right. And so for you as the woman, and this has been what my journey is, it's getting out of your head, to stop controlling things, to controlling outcomes, controlling your man, controlling your business, and really coming back to a place of deep trust and alignment. And this feels really fucking good, right? Allowing yourself to receive pleasure, right? So like, I want to share some, well, first of all, I hope that's helpful in terms of like speaking to the polarity in relationships, speaking to the masculine, to the feminine in business and relationships. This is something I'm very passionate about because I had this so backwards for so long, and it just made me frustrated because I felt like, why does he not want me? Do you know what I mean? And I realized it's because like, well, obviously, like I wouldn't even want me if like that was truly how I was being. You know, I had to get real with myself, be honest with myself, and just relax a little, you know? So in terms of like balancing sex, relationships, business, there's couples out there that are like, we have sex twice a week. Or there's couples out there that are like, we have sex every night. And I'm like, okay. And then there's couples that are like, we have sex like once a month, maybe. And I feel like there's no right answer to this, but Kurt's a Scorpio. So for those of you who are like, I know the Scorpio energy, the Scorpio is very like seductive and passionate for sure. The first look Kurt ever gave me, I was like, whoa, he just like took my panties off with his eyes. Literally, like, I was like, whoa, he didn't mean to. That was just like him looking at me, but I was like, whoa, it was just like he looked into the depths of my soul. And I'm very playful, and I'm a Sagittarius, and I also like have this really stubborn, sassy side to me and very passionate side to me. And so I think like the Sag and Scorpio together definitely creates a lot of fun and playfulness and like sensuality. But like for us, we don't say like, oh, we're going to have sex X amount of times a week. It's more like, I feel like a good amount of times to have sex a week is a few times a week. I like am not, I don't know. I just like am tired sometimes. And the thought of having sex every single day for me is just not it. I don't know. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less, but I would say a few times a week keeps things like just so good. It's like, yeah. And if it's more, great. And if it's less, great. But I always know things are off in our relationship if we haven't had sex in at least a week. That to me says that the polarity is off, and it's usually on my end. It's usually me being super in my masculine and not really coming back to the like body and the slowness and the like, I'm going to fucking lay on the couch and do nothingness or like eat chocolate in bed. I don't know. Like when I'm not feeling myself, he's not either. Right. And so the real magnetism for you as a woman is you feeling yourself. It is you infusing pleasure into more moments. It is you just like, like being in your body. And just like looking, like being into yourself, you know, you can't expect somebody else to be into you if you're not into you. Like what? No, nobody likes to have an insecure partner. If you have ever been with a partner who's insecure and needy, like, isn't it just exhausting? It's the worst. You're like, for fuck's sake, you're good enough. Stop trying to get the validation. You know, when like you can tell somebody is like trying to get that, like, tell me I'm good enough. It's like kind of annoying. It's like, don't be that. Get bored of that behavior from yourself. Okay. So yeah, a few times a week. Also, Kurt and I how do I want to start this? Okay. So Kurt loves Jordan Peterson, for those of you who know him. And I think he's my fucking best friend. I think Peterson is a really great example for men. Personally, I've learned a lot from him. With people like this, I always know that there's some stuff I'm going to take and some stuff I'm going to leave. And I think he's great. I think overall, he is a great influence. Kurt and I actually saw him in person in Milwaukee, randomly enough, when we were driving our van. And Kurt's part of like his subscription. Like he just, when I met Kurt, that was actually one of the things that drew me towards him because he was really into his work. He was reading like 12 Rules for Life, and he just studies everything that Peterson has to say about marriage because he's been in a committed marriage for I think like 30 years or something. And so Kurt has become so much more of a man by learning from a man who is in a devoted partnership to a woman and also is a clinical psychologist and so understands the dynamics of relationships and all that. But he's taught me a lot about what it means to be in a relationship and to be married and what that looks like and feels like. And I've learned so much from him about relationships, which has been really beautiful. But we decided at the beginning of our relationship that we were going to do a weekly date night. And Peterson talks about this as one of the core things that healthy couples need is at least 90 minutes a week, at least 90 minutes a week, uninterrupted, no phones. This is key. No phones. How many times do you go out to eat and you see a couple out at dinner and they're on their phone? I will not be that person. Just saying. I fucking hate that shit. I'm like, guys, I understand we're in 2023, but like, hello. Like, I don't know. I just am somebody who like needs the depth and the connection. And I'm like, get the fuck off your phone. Like, I just want to know everything about you. I'm this like deeply passionate, curious person. So like, I want to talk about the deep shit with you. Okay. Anyways, 90 minutes of uninterrupted phone time. I mean, uninterrupted person time without your phone. And like connection, pure connection. Most times, especially as you have kids and, you know, have a house and there's responsibilities. And if you're both building businesses, I'm building business, right? And I have so much Capricorn in my chart. And I'm also, yeah, I think I have a stellium in Capricorn. I have like four planets in Capricorn. Like, I have a lot of fucking leadership, like CEO, making a lot of fucking money vibes. And that's always just been part of me. Like, I can't really change that. But like, for me, I could work on my business all fucking day for every single day because I genuinely just love it. And I'm like, I just want to build this empire. But I also know like that is not going to benefit our relationship. And so I actually need to remind myself to carve out time for us intentionally. And I also sometimes get frustrated that Kurt doesn't do that. But here I am over here, like fucking just wanting to work on my business all the time. So it definitely is a dance, but we make sure to do that once a week. There's obviously weeks where we don't do it, but I would say 9 out of 10, like we're really good at it. We have about a 90% track record. And this could be anything. Last week we did a fucking golf simulator. It was hilarious. We did 18 holes together. It was like raining outside, so we did it indoors. We've gone paddle boarding. We went to like a brewery, and I don't really drink. And we actually, Kurt and I don't really drink much, but like I had a beer that kind of tasted like a kombucha, and it was just nice. It was a fucking beautiful brewery in Rhode Island, and it was just nice. We just talked, and honestly, oh my God, this date night in specific, we talked all about having kids. Kurt is like so, he just wants the kids. It's beautiful. It's fucking so cute. He made me cry at this brewery because I think this is every woman's dream to have a man want to have babies with her. And I'm over here like, I just want to build my empire. And he's like, I just think it's really, you know, I think it could be really beautiful for us to have babies. Like, what's the point of having all this money if like we don't have anyone to like give it to? I'm like, oh my God. He's like, I just feel like it might be a little selfish of you. And I also respect your decision. And so whatever you want, but also, yeah. And I was like, God, you are just the best. Like, he doesn't care either way, but I know that he would make an incredible dad. And so, yeah, I'm like, I'm obviously, as you can tell, it is challenging to balance both when you are so driven and you have such a big vision and like this thing that you're building, but also there's a person that you love so fucking much. Like, I cannot put into words how much I love Kurt. Like, oh my God, he has changed my life in so many ways, made me become more of myself, helped me own and be my authentic self, helped me love myself, helped me come into my own self-worth. and develop a much more secure attachment style and heal my codependent. Like, there's just so many things. I feel like he's helped me come into my womanhood. Oh, just by being him, which, what a gift, you know? What a gift. But I really do see like the relationship and sex and the business as parts, right? And if you've ever seen that, like, it's like a circle of life. It's like something that we used to, something I learned in like my life coaching certification thing. It's like pieces of a pie. It's like, I think there's like 7 or 8 pieces of the pie. It's like finances, health, relationships. I don't know if sex is one. Work, career, purpose, love, etc. And you have to like rate yourself on all these categories. And it's like, if you build your entire life around purpose and career and success, you're going to miss out on so much of the other parts of life that are so beautiful. And for me, where I found the most satisfaction and the most fulfillment and the most just, it's like the simple moments of like, wow, fuck, man, this feels so good. It is in relationship and relationship with self. Also, what I have kind of come to discover is, if you guys know anything about life path numbers, I think you can just Google your life path number. I'm a life path 2, I believe, and life path 2 is about relationships. It's about not just, you know, romantic relationships, but like relationship building, community building, relationship. And it's like, if I'm so focused on doing and building and money and success, which those things are important for me, and we can't neglect the part of our life that is going to allow us to enjoy the success. What the fuck is the point of creating all this incredible impact and change and helping people and doing your life's work and doing your soul's work and like sharing your gifts if you don't have anyone to celebrate it with? You know, what's the point of getting to the top if you're gonna be alone? And it's like, you know, I really, when I close my eyes and imagine my life when I'm 40, when I'm 50, when I'm 60, when I'm 80, I want to be so proud of what I've created, but I want to be doing it on a fucking rocking chair or a comfy ass couch next to Kurt, doing it together. Because what's the point? You know, I don't want to get to the end of my life alone. And for those of you who aren't in a relationship yet, I hope this, like, I hope this inspires you to get really clear on what you do want in your relationship, because you don't have to settle. You don't have to be this like fucking CEO boss bitch and just completely neglect the relationship. You get to have both, but you have to set those really clear intentions up front. And fortunately, Kurt and I did that at the beginning of our relationship. And I'm just so grateful we did. We got into a relationship in the most wholesome way. Like, it wasn't like we like met each other, had sex on the first date. Like, no, like we really developed an emotional connection way before we had sex. Like, and this has kind of been always who I've been. Like, I didn't even lose my virginity until I was like 23 years old. I dated someone for 4 years and we didn't even have sex. Also, like, I grew up Catholic and I definitely had a lot of shame around sex, but I really did always and always have seen sex as a sacred act. And it's like, I don't want to have sex to numb the feelings. I don't want to have sex to escape my life. I don't want to have sex to, like, no, like, for me, sex really is an intimate, emotional, spiritual act. It also brings me to tears often, right? You can totally cry or laugh after sex with someone who you feel so deeply connected to, and Kurt is just that person for me. And I have cried so many times after sex. He's like, it's so funny. I'm like, Kurt, I'm crying. I'm like, what is happening? You know, but I think that's very common for women. It also, it's a release. It's this feeling of like safety and trust and like, oh, I just can let go, you know? And when women find that with a man, oh, or with a partner, right? If you're in a relationship with a woman, that can still happen too. It's just this feeling of like, oh, I can relax. I'm safe. I can let go. So really, I know we touched upon a lot here, but I really wanted this episode to speak so much to the polarity, the magnetism in relationships, the work and play, the being in your masculine energy and being in your feminine, like not trying to change your person, really coming into you as a woman and focusing all that energy onto you. Be so busy building your dream life and your business that when you go into your relationship, you're not looking for anything. You are just living your life, you know? And I think there's just like, especially this is the last thing I'll kind of say, and we can wrap it up. But like, I am quite a big empath, and I know lots of you that listen to this show are empaths. And as highly sensitive people, there's typically this thing that happens where you either want to fucking run away from the person, like you're just like, I need space, I need space, I need space, or you can really get super like enmeshed with the person. And it's usually these like two extremes, and you're like, how do I find a middle space? For me, I have found that pre-Kurt, I did so much solo traveling. I was just living my life. I was doing my thing. The second I got into a relationship, I had a really hard time just communicating my needs to be like, hey, I just like need space. It's nothing to do with you. It's literally just, I just need clarity. Or like, I just want to go on a little solo trip. Or I am going to take the van and go for half day. Or I'm going to go to the beach alone. Or, and he's like super cool with that. It's not like he doesn't really take that shit personally. And so, and if your person does take that personally, then that typically means they have an anxious attachment style. And so that's something they have to work on. But like, Kurt's very like, yeah, go do your thing. He's always let me just be. And so I encourage you to make sure that you have at least an hour. And maybe that feels like a lot, but I promise you it's not. An hour of just you time, or an hour of just solo time, you and you. And not working necessarily, but like just being with yourself. This is so important for self-discovery and sovereignty and maintaining your sense of self in relationship when, as empaths, we have a really easy time. Like, or I would say there's a really permeable barrier between you and your partner because boundaries, and empaths really struggle with boundaries. And not to like blame being an empath for boundaries, but it is just, it's easy to be so with them, you know? So it's like maintaining that sense of self by creating solo time. And I swear to you, since implementing this practice and knowing myself and learning this to be true about myself, I have just carved out either intentional time at night or in the morning or midday. But typically for me, it's best early morning or evening. To be with myself, be with my journal, pull cards, be in meditation, be in dance, not anything but me, solo focus, inward time. This is going to replenish your cup. Oh my goodness. All right, it's going to help you see what feelings are yours and what feelings are theirs. Right? This is so big. Like, duh, so big, so big, so big. Okay, so yeah, and these are all things that I am going to start teaching. Every month, we are going to be doing a, or I'm going to be sharing rather, a new module inside of Conscious Creators. If you've heard me talk about Conscious Creators is my monthly membership. It's $22 a month, and it's for women, high achieving women, just women generally who are building their dream life, their dream business, their dream relationship, and are really just working on themselves. Space for self-growth, personal development, healing, all of that, coming into balance internally. And you want to do it alongside an amazing like-minded community. So next month's theme is going to be all about the chakras. We're going to be doing like basically all the way up from root, sacral, solar plexus, etc., all the way up. I'm going to be teaching you basically how to focus on creating safety within yourself first, right? This is really important for like harnessing
self-worth and self-belief in yourself, like feeling like stable and sturdy and secure in yourself, so that when you get into relationship, your sense of self isn't wavering when you get into that relationship. So we're going to be talking about the whole chakra system. That's going to be what are we in June? Yeah, July's theme. But I'm thinking that August is going to be attachment styles, secure, anxious, and avoidant. Those are the main three attachment styles. So if you resonate with this episode and you're like, okay, I know there's a lot for me to learn here, come pop into Conscious Creators. You can learn about the chakra system. You can learn about all the other trainings that we've also done too, on everything from, business to embodiment to mindset to self-love. I mean, there's literally trainings on everything in there. I think we have like 40 that you can dive into. But yeah, I'm thinking that we're going to do an attachment, one on attachment for the month of August, which is really where a lot of the undercurrent of this episode is about, is developing a secure attachment to yourself, self-trust, knowing you're worthy, not needing the validation from the partner, right? Not needing the compliments. Sure, they're great, but like you already know and feel this deep sense of like, I'm amazing, right? Not needing the compliments at work, not needing the likes or follows on social media. It's like you're so rooted and grounded in your own power and confidence and all of that. So yeah, no matter where you are in business too, I just want to like say this. I have played around so much with Conscious Creators as like what it wants to be, but I've definitely landed in what it is. This is for you, no matter where you are in your business. This is really the deep fucking underlying personal growth and personal development that shows up in your business, in your life, in your relationships, in your health, in everything that you do. These deep patterns that I've spent the last probably 5 years studying and absorbed every single fucking book, learned from mentors that are so like deeply embodied in this, that have trained under their master teachers. And so yeah, Conscious Creators really does just feel like this, and it is this space where if you are loving this podcast and you want to go deeper on these topics and you're like, I want to learn these things. I don't know about you, but I fucking love learning. I'm just like a lifelong student, like always rabbit diving into the fucking holes of the internet to learn this shit and just soaking up all the knowledge. Like, yeah, that's what the space is going to be. So, plus we have a community call every month, so you can meet everyone and say hi and just like people do some like Q&A and that stuff. I have a guide of, or like a whole, what's it called? Not module, whole group. Why could I not think of that word? Group of like meditations and embodiment practices. And we have a private Telegram chat, so you can connect with everyone, share your wins. We do Fuck Yes Fridays. We set intentions at the beginning of the week. And it's just like a really fucking wholesome community of women, highly sensitive women, empaths. Beautiful women just building their businesses, lives. You don't even have to be building a business, but like a lot of the women in there are just artists, creatives, coaches, healers. Like, oh, it's just such a cool space. So if you want to come join us, you can. It's $22 a month. There is no commitment. You're not locked into a contract or anything like that. And if you're already part of Conscious Creators, or you've been part of Conscious Creators, we are going to be sending out an email with details about changing your membership, because we have restructured some things. So just be on the lookout for that. Okay, I feel like that wraps things up. Let me know on social media, if this landed for you, or send it to, even better, send it to somebody who you feel like needs to hear this episode all about sex, relationships, business, balancing it all. I really feel like this is such a like juicy one, and I'm really excited to hear what you think. And if you're not already subscribed to my YouTube channel and or the podcast, definitely do that. Sometimes you guys listen to the show, but you're not actually subscribed. So I think you can just do that by going to the top of, let me just look, just by going to the top of the podcast. And yeah, you'll see a little like check mark at the top. I can't really show you on the video, but you'll see a little check mark and just hit subscribe. It means a lot. It's really how we like just get the message out for personal growth and development and all that. So anyways, thank you for being here. If you're on YouTube, hi, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And comment below. Let us know what your biggest takeaway is. Yeah, if you're on the podcast, send this to a business bestie. Send this to just a girlfriend that needs to hear this.
And you can hit me up on Instagram. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was. All right. I love you guys. Thanks for being here. And I hope to see you inside of Conscious Creators.